Blog Talk Radio.
The glow of sunset in the summer sky, the golden flicker of the fireflies, the gleam of love light in your lovely eyes. These are the things I love.
America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. We wholly endorse El Trumpo. He's the only one that can save America. In about 1079, Spain was at war with the Moors, and the Moors were overrunning Spain, and a hero arose at that time. His name was Rodrigo de Vivar. And he earned the title El Cid from the Moors. He was considered a lord. Not the lord, but a lord. And the Spanish had another name for him, which meant a valiant warrior. And El Cid is responsible for stopping the Moors from taking over all of Spain. Now, we only have Hillary and Obama bin Laden bin Lenin, and they've managed to get us all killed. They've given away the entire Middle East to the Soviet Union, which is back, and threatening to use nukes. Oh, you don't know that. Oh, what are you watching, NBC? Nothing but communists? What are you watching, ABC? Always be communist? What are you watching, CNN, the Communist News Network? Wake up. We've lost our country, and only Trump can get it back. If we elect anybody else, we are going to be on this losing streak for as long as the country can stay together. So El Cid was the savior of Spain, and El Trumpo is the savior of the United States. All hail the great El Trumpo. How's that for an info? Intro. Not bad, huh? Did you hear those trumpets? I have a better intro than that. I have one that's from the original movie, Captains of Castile, with Tyrone Power. And the music intro in that is so compelling. It's so great. I use it when I'm about to enter the boudoir of my beloved to announce my appearance. And I'll play it for you later. We'll have a few chuckles. Okay, in the meantime, we're losing our country. The Russians are threatening to use nukes in Syria. Okay, but don't worry about that. That's nothing. That's not like getting a no tax return or no COLA increase in your meagerly Social Security. I love the way this president is giving away billions all over the world. But for the people that serve this country for a lifetime, he doesn't even give them change. It is unbelievable. So we'll do the check. We'll do a check of the news. We'll see what we've lost today and how much national pride we have left. And when did the colleges become communist headquarters and brothels? Yeah, and pot experimentation centers. When did we lose our universities? A long time ago. It's not your fault. It's not your fault, kids. You stay in that basement. You smoke that weed till you're 26. You come out. You come out. You look around. If you don't see anything, go for a master's degree. That's what everybody's doing now. They come out of college. They work a week and they run back to college to get a master's degree. Then they come out after the master's degree. They look around for 2 weeks. And then go back to college to get a professorship. Yeah, Leon Trotsky School for the Arts. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. Now they're importing people with education because there's no education left in the United States. So now all of these people from foreign countries, they're coming with their education and they're outshining the Americans. And the American companies are picking them up, getting them visas, flying them in at their expense, and you can't even get them to read your resume. Well, chin up. Cheer up. Things are going to get worse. And sure enough, not the saying is cheer up, any worse. And so I cheered up, and sure enough, cheer up, things could be worse. And then sure enough, I cheered up and things got worse. Yeah, we're all in trouble. You got a president that has no idea of what it costs to run a country. You got a Congress that has no idea of how to save a buck. They don't even collect coupons up there. We don't need this. What we need is love. Excuse me, miss. Would you like to do the Hong Kong Mambo? like to buy me a drink? What? Do what? Bartender, a champagne. I have a coupon. Let's swing down to Brazil. You know, Brazil is the only country, if they ever got invaded, they would consider it carnival time. They'd have all the party hats on and they'd be celebrating. They have one. This is not a lie. This is a fact. They have one aircraft carrier, but they have no planes. They just have a carnival band. They do have one aircraft carrier. Not too many countries have aircraft carriers but us. And did you know that we had five tied up together one Christmas in 2012? And you know what the BS story that the Puntagonians gave us? There was only three aircraft carriers. The other two were out of service. And we wanted to allow the troops, the sailors, to celebrate Christmas. So you tie up five aircraft carriers. You know how many aircraft carriers were tied up at Pearl Harbor? None. They were all at sea. And why would you put five in one location? And from what I hear, the channel into Norfolk, Virginia, can be easily blocked. We're doing the same thing we did in 1941. We're wide open. We're asking for trouble. We're asking to be hit. That's why we need Trump. Trump says he's going to give us the strongest military. And in order to have a strong military, you got to pay them strong. And you got to take care of their families. That's one family organization under God. That's right. And if you don't like it, you know what you can do. Everything in America is under God. That's the law. The law of Moses. And put those Ten Commandments back. So we're going to skip down to Brazil. And we're going to give you a little Brazilian sound. Ciao.
Thank you.
Most important date to date is going to be the debate on Fox, because they're using the same cast of characters they used on the first debate to destroy Trump. And so we'll be able to watch very closely if they continue to try and kneecap Trump, or are they going to play it cool and not be so obvious. I came across a blog site, and they have listed Charles Krauthammer, Bill Kristol of the weekly WEAKLY Stand Down, and I think his first name is Tom Lowry. I call him Lousy Lowry, and he's from the National Repuke. And they have all attacked Trump. So they're obvious in their venom cup runneth over. And O'Reilly doesn't like Trump either, but he tries to make believe. He tries to keep the high ground, like he's looking out for Trump. But he sends his little Jacobite out there to assassinate Trump, and that's Bernie Goldfish. Bernie Goldfish used to work for NBC, and I think he's a mole for NBC. And he always starts off by paying a compliment to whoever he's about to stab to death. So keep your eye on this debate, because if they continue to attack Trump in order to bring down his numbers, we're going to have to muster around Trump and keep his numbers going higher. And that debate is going to lead us into the Iowa, I call them carcasses. And from the Iowa carcasses, they're saying that Cruz is the winner. If Trump is the winner, he's going to run the deck. He's going to run the table, and we won't need to bicker and fight over who the candidate is at the convention. It'll go to Trump automatically, and automatically is a good thing, because for the rest of this year, until the election, we have to block Obama. He cannot get away with what he's been getting away with. If we can't block him, we have to slow him down. We cannot let him destruct the United States. And that's been his goal for the last 7 years. And never forget, his party of death, the Party de la Muerte, has no God, has no country, no flag, and no kids. The only thing they want to do is legalize dope. So, and bring in undocumented slaves. And Obama is the biggest coyote in American history. These kids that are coming in, young children coming in undocumented, you don't know where they're ending up. They're going to drug dens and slave parlors. And when they die, nobody will miss them, because we don't even know they're here. So let's turn to God for a little bit of help, and we'll play a Christian tune. E Pluribus Unum, baby. that tune on any radio show. You won't hear that on any of the major radio shows. They'd be dragging the DJ out in chains. No, you ever hear of Muzzlins? You know what Muzzlins are? Muzzlins. They're the ones that tell you when a Christian dies that they want a moment of silence. Say, hey, the guy died with Christ on his lips. Let's give him a shout out. No, you have to have a moment of silence because you might upset somebody that hates Christianity. Oh, okay. Should we turn the other cheek? Yeah, what a joke. Okay, welcome back. Let's talk. You know, we only thank a few people in this country, and I get a kick out of all the phonies, all the draft dodgers who thank military guys. Thank you for your service. But I'm not going where you're going, because I'm more important than you are. Yeah, my little ass is not to be toyed with. Yeah, it's sad. There are people in this country that never get a tribute. When was the last time you heard somebody say, let's have a tribute to the mailman? You don't think the mailman puts his life on the line when he goes out there to deliver your mail? You ever see some of the dogs that are out there waiting for them? Unbelievable. How about nurses? There should be a giant statue of a nurse. Take down the Statue of Liberty and put up one of a nurse in New York Harbor. Nurses never get, you know that nurses go to funerals of patients who died, especially the elderly who have no relatives, and they testify to the departure and pray to God that their patient gets a safe trip. There's a woman that works in a nursing home. She just passed away. She's not a nurse. She's just a low-life worker. She has worked her fingers to the bone. She is the epitome of the Irish song Mother McCree. I kissed the dear fingers, so toil worn for me. And I only met her by accident in church on a Sunday. And she has a daughter, and her daughter adopted a little Chinese girl. And unknown to the daughter, and the daughter's single. And she adopted a little Chinese girl, and unknown to when they adopted the baby, the child has a nerve malfunction and doesn't have good control of its motor skills. But the kid is so happy and so loved. So here's grandma with her daughter and this little Chinese girl in church. And I asked my wife, who knows her, I said, how do you know her? She said, oh, she's the one that she cleans up in the nursing home. She mops the floors and she takes out the garbage. She's doing all the lowest level jobs. And they push her around. They change her hours. She can't afford a car. So she has to take public transportation. But she gets off at 1 o'clock in the morning. And my wife used to, my wife was on the same shift, used to give her a ride home. And then they changed her hours to 3 in the morning. And I've come to realize one thing. No longer in the workforce, I've come to realize that management is insensitive. They got all these Democrats running around saying, well, you know, we got to get more from this one and we got to get more from that one. But I got to tell you, there's a whole pervasive attitude in business today. We don't owe you nothing, and you owe us everything. And that's not going to fly. That's not going to make us great again. That's why we need Uncle Donald. But this woman passed away. She was prayed for today in church. The woman's a saint. There's no other way to describe her. She's a saint. And she's got all the scars of hard work in her face. Yet, when you meet her, you would think she didn't have a care in the world. She has a smile. She's a walking Mother Teresa. And now she's going to be with Mother Teresa. There are a lot of people in this country that don't get credit for what they do. And they don't want it. They wouldn't expect it. So in your prayers, you remember this lady. We'll call her PJ. Say a little prayer for PJ. And say a prayer for her daughter and her little Chinese girl. I give you another tune. The name of this tune, it's an Irish tune, is Makushla. Makushla in a Gaelic is my darling. We dedicate this to PJ and her family. Trump is the only answer. There is no one that can do it better than Trump. He is loyal only to the USA. No one owns him. He makes great deals for us, as in USA. He wants not a strong military, but the strongest military. No more death by VA hospital. No more PC prison for GIs who fight back. He will build that wall to keep out terrorists and put an end to Obama child smuggling and slavery. It has to be Trump. Meanwhile, slow down the communist, slow down his party of death, slow him way down. And the party that has no God, no country, no flag, no anthem, and no kids. Just taxable drugs. I'm going to find that intro that I told you about that I thought was great. I told you I use it when I approach the boudoir of my beloved. Let me see if I can. Let's see if I can find it now. Come on, I know it's here. There it is. I got it. Okay, let me set this up. El Trumpo, now on the scene. Think that they should play that when he comes on stage to debate Hillary? Okay, having said that, I had a thought and it's gone. It's fleeted away. It's flitted away. Let me see if we can give you a closing tune. And I'm trying to think. It's a Dizzy Gillespie tune. No, it's a Satchmo tune, Louis Armstrong tune, if I can find it. And it's about, you ever hear the song Baba, Black Sheep? Let's see if it's under Baba. No, it's not under Baba. Bang, bang. Okay, we're going to have to hit you with, we'll go out with a little doo-wop. Doo-wop was beautiful music. And you know what was beautiful about it? Anybody could make it. Put 3, 4, 5 guys together and do a little harmony. And where did we get it from? We got it from black spirituals. We got all those gospel singers that could harmonize. And that's where we learned doo-wop from. I think at one time they called it soul music. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart. Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever. Somebody whisper, please adore me. Okay, folks, we're going to say sayonara. We're going to say, and God keep you safe. And we're going to close with, I just had it. We're going to close with the Marine Corps hymn, I believe. Bugler, sound boots and saddles. Breaking news, the President of the United States, the imposter, has just issued Executive Order 7,200,893, and the Executive Order replaces the Star Spangled Banner with the Iranian National Anthem. So please rise now for your new National Anthem.
glum lum mir doch kein. Koit mir den mislochen Cracker Jack. Die lebt kein Mut und dort nicht weggeflogen. Mut, Mut, die Ballspieler. Es passt nicht als ein Karspiel. Weil sie sehen, zwei, drei Zeit, neun, zwei, der Baseball.